animated cartoons aren't being drawn the way they used to, the Walt Disney Company announced last week it was closing its Orlando animation studio. More than 250 jobs will be eliminated as Disney shifts from hand-drawn animation to computer-generated cartoons. Kevin Cook is president of the Animators Guild. He says the closing of the Orlando studio is the latest in a series of cutbacks in the Disney animation department.
They've actually already laid off 400 to 500 people in Burbank, and then they've closed two studios in Canada, a studio in Paris, and a studio in Tokyo.
So what jobs are affected?
Well, in traditional animation, the biggest job categories lost are what's called cleanup animation, and the ink and paint department is wiped out. Other departments are significantly downsized.
What is a cleanup artist?
The way traditional animation is usually done is there's an animator who does what's called rough animation. Usually the rough animator is not doing every single drawing. They might actually do only a third of the drawings necessary for a scene. And usually it's the cleanup department who does the rest of those drawings.
And the ink and paint people give it color.
Exactly.
Can these animators make the transition to computers?
It depends what position they're in. If you're a traditional character animator, then the transition isn't that big a leap. You're applying exactly the same skill set. You just have to master the computer interface. On the other hand, if you're a cleanup artist, there's no analogous position.
So you have to be an artist and a geek.
Pretty much.
Is it cheaper to make computer-generated movies? I assume it is, or Disney wouldn't be doing this.
You will often read studio executives saying it's cheaper. In general, the recent CG animated features, I think, cost a little more than the traditionally animated counterparts. The reason everybody's going to it is, of the relative handful of CG animated features, Toy Story 1 and 2, Monsters, Inc., and Finding Nemo, Shrek, Ice Age, have been huge hits. And adults seem to be more willing to go to a CG animated film than they are to go to a traditionally animated film.
What about other studios, other producers? Are they going the same way to computers?
For the most part, yes. This coming year, Universal is to begin Curious George as a hand-drawn film. And that's the only big production that I know of that's going to be hand-drawn. DreamWorks has pretty much gone to all digital films in the next few years.
So if there's a kid out there who's really good at this, he's got to learn computer skills, too.
It's hard to say. By the time that kid grows up, this is not the first time that people have said hand-drawn animation is passé or dead. In the 50s and 70s, when it looked like, you know, there was just, what was the point? Why still make these films? And in fact, when Eisner first took over Disney, one of the first things they were going to do was close down the feature animation department.
But this is Disney. I mean, it started with a mouse. Now it's another kind of mouse.
Yeah.
Kevin Cook is president of the Animators Guild.